听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for taking time out of your day to study English with us here at the studio. My name is Steve. Today we begin the second half of this month's Animal Tales feature titled As Busy as Beavers. Yes, beavers are busy animals. They work hard, and for such small animals, they can really accomplish a lot. Friends, you probably know that beavers chop trees down with their teeth, and then they use that wood to create their homes. So if you missed yesterday's lesson, we have Bucky, the beaver father, who wants to work while his son, Junior, wants to play. So what will the beavers do? Work and then play, or play and then work? We'll find out after we look at the one key word for this section. It's the verb stack. Stack, as in Sam stacked the papers on the corner of his desk. Okay, let's begin the reading on the top right-hand side of page 23.
As busy as beavers. Junior wasn't happy about working so hard, but he decided to quit making trouble. He made up his mind to work and to make the best of it. Together, he and his dad cut trees, dragged logs, and stacked sticks. At last, the difficult task was complete.
Yahoo! Our work is finished, shouted Junior with relief. Now, let's go fishing. Let's go swimming.
But there wasn't time. For just then, lightning flashed, and dark clouds began to fill the sky.
Quick, make a run for it, Bucky warned.
And they scrambled into their newly built lodge. There they waited while the heavy rains fell. The stream flooded, the waters rushed by.
Hi everyone, I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip, and you're joining us today for our second day in our Animal Tales article this week. We're looking at a story with two beavers, Bucky and Junior, a father and son beaver, and they are, of course, very busy. And Bucky, the father, sees the need to work first and play later, while Junior would probably rather make time for fishing and swimming. He would rather play first and work later.
And since they are very busy, our text uses a lot of phrases and idioms with the word make, to do. So you'll learn more of these idioms and phrases today. Now let's continue our story. Yesterday they've been working extremely hard, and Junior has been complaining because he wants to go fishing and swimming, but his father says, no, you must work hard because we must finish our dam before the rains come. So, Junior wasn't happy about working so hard, but he decided to quit making trouble. Now, if you make trouble, you're causing trouble. You are not doing what you're supposed to do.
And so he made up his mind to work and make the best of it. So when you make up your mind to do something, or when someone else makes up their mind, then that means that you are deciding to do something. Well, for example, when I stand and try to decide what kind of tea I want, sometimes it's difficult for me to make up my mind because there are so many choices.
Right. Sometimes it's hard to make a decision. It's hard to make up your mind to do something, or maybe it's something you don't want to do, but you have to make up your mind. You have to set a firm goal and say, yes, I will do it. So even though Junior doesn't want to work, he makes up his mind and tries to make the best of it. Now, if you try to make the best of something, you're trying to do your best despite being in a bad situation. For example, you might be sick and not able to go to school or work, but if you make the best of it, you might use the time you're at home to get a lot of rest or to read or to catch up on some things you have to write.
Actually, that phrase, make the best of it, that reminds me of a saying that I've heard, that if life throws you a lemon, like a sour, some bad luck or a bad situation, if life throws you a lemon, make lemonade. Make the best of it. Make a good tasting drink out of the lemon.
What a good saying, Chip. So this is what Junior does. He tries to make the best of it, try to be positive and do what he can, and he continues to work. So together, Junior and his dad cut trees and dragged logs and also stacked sticks. Now, if you cut trees, you're cutting the trees down. They're using their teeth. They are dragging logs. They are pulling these tree trunks, and they also are stacking sticks. Now, Chip, can you tell us what happens if something is stacked?
Well, if you are stacking something, that means you are making a stack. And a stack is usually a pile of something that where things are put or stacked on top of each other. So here we're stacking sticks. So sticks are being stacked on top of each other.
So it was very hard, but they completed it, and this difficult task was finished. So Junior cries, "Yahoo! Our work is finished," he shouts. "Now let's go fishing and let's go swimming." But what happened?
Well, but there wasn't time to go fishing and swimming. For just then, or because just then, lightning flashed and dark clouds began to fill the sky.
And then Bucky warns and he shouts, "Quick, make a run for it. Make a run for it. Let's escape. Let's get away quickly."
Yeah, run for safety. And they scrambled into their newly built lodge. There, they waited while the heavy rains fell. So it was a very strong rainstorm. And the stream, sure enough, it flooded. And the waters rushed by. So it's a good thing, it sounds like, it's a good thing that they finished their lodge in time. And it's a good thing that they spent a lot of time using as many logs as they could to make their lodge sturdy and strong.
Right, they worked first and played later, and then when the rains came and when the stream flooded, then they were safe. Well, let's go to today's chat room and let's take a break, and then we'll be right back and we'll continue our story.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the chat room. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Ken. Hello everyone. Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Ken. So today's article talks about working hard, but I'm wondering what's in the works for us today.
In the works? What do you mean?
Well, in the works is an idiom that means that you are preparing for something or that you are working on something. So do you have something prepared for us to talk about today?
Well, I did have something prepared, but I really like to know if there are more work idioms.
Yes, there are, Ken. One that comes to mind is all in a day's work. This means that even though something may be difficult or unique, that it's a normal part of a person's job. For example, suppose that I'm a fireman and that I had to rescue people from a burning building earlier today. Well, after I rescue the people, I might say, it's all in a day's work.
All in a day's work, 字面上是这是一般的日常工作，意思就是不足为奇，很平常的小事。那这个片语呢，通常用来形容某一种一般人认为很困难的工作，但是若是你能够驾轻就熟，做得很熟练，你就可以说 All in a day's work。另外 in the works 表示在准备中，在进行中，在这里 works 有着 develop 的意思。 Okay, any others?
Yes, there is work your fingers to the bone. This means that you are working really hard. So at the end of an extremely busy day at work, I might say, I had to work my fingers to the bone today.
你可以想象一个人拼命工作到一个地步，把手指头的肉都磨掉，只剩下骨头吗？这就是 work one's fingers to the bone， 意思就是拼命工作，很卖力的工作。Okay, what about the phrase work like a charm? Is this connected with physical work?
Actually, no. This idiom means that some plan or scheme works very well,or that a certain action produces a good result. Sometimes, if children want money from their parents, they may all of a sudden seem very loving toward their parents because they want something from their parents. And if the parents give the children the money, then the children may say that their plan worked like a charm.
Is this similar to the phrase work like magic?
Yes.The idiom work like magic has the same meaning as work like a charm.
Got it. 这两个片语 work like a charm 跟 work like magic 意思一样。Work 在这里有着操作、使运作、使运转的意思。若是某一件事 works like a charm 就是很有效、很灵、每一次都奏效的意思。
And we hope that you will continue to work hard at studying English. But right now...It's time for a break. Studio Classroom will be back in a moment.
Welcome back, friends. We are in our Animal Tales feature, and Bucky Beaver and his son Junior decided to get all of their work done first. And good thing they did, because a strong storm came with the heavy rains. The beavers wisely ducked into their newly built lodge to wait out the storm. But will their work get washed away, or will it stand? We'll find out after we glance at our two last key words of the day. The first is the verb yelp, as in, my puppy yelped last night and woke up the neighbors. And the verb paddle. Michael paddled across the lake in his boat.Now we'll find out how the beavers are doing in their new home. Let's pick up the reading on line 16.
As busy as beavers. Yet the beaver lodge remained sturdy and strong. After a time, the rain stopped and the sun came out once again. We made it, sighed Bucky.Why, everything's all right. Yes, cried Junior, and our dam made it too. Look, every log is still in place. Now I'm happy that we worked so hard. Me too, agreed his father. And now that our work is done, I'm going to make good on my promise. Why, let's go swimming. Yahoo! Yelped Junior.And he and his dad went paddling down the river together. Whatever the task, make up your mind to make the best of it. A good attitude really makes a difference.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were in the point of the story where the rain was falling, and it was a big thunderstorm, a rainstorm, but the beavers, Junior and Bucky, were safe in their lodge, their newly built lodge.
And they remained sturdy and strong. Their lodge, even though it was newly built, it was still strong despite the rains. So after a time, the rain stopped and the sun came out. Wow. So I guess, Chip, they are very happy that they worked really hard and they made good use of time and they made it. They succeeded. The rains came, but they were safe.
That's right. And actually, Bucky sighs, "We made it," which is what you just said, which means that they arrived successfully. And actually, we can use that phrase in a lot of other situations. If we leave right now, maybe we can make it before the store closes, we might say.
Right. Or maybe you're trying to get into a school and you've been waiting for the results. And when you find out that you finally got in, you can say, "Yes, I made it. I succeeded." So they made it. They succeeded. And Bucky continues, "Wire, everything's all right." And Junior is so happy. Junior says, "Yes, and our dam made it too." So again, a dam is a wall that protects water from coming in, usually on a river. It made it too. It was strong enough to keep the floodwaters from coming in.
So Junior says, "The dam made it too. Look, every log is still in place, stacked on top of each other. Now I'm happy that we worked so hard." So it sounds like our little friend Junior learned a lesson that maybe it is better to work first and play later.
And not only is Junior happy, his father is happy too. And he says, "And now that our work is done, I'm going to make good on my promise." Now, if you make good on something, it means you will follow or you will do what you say. So he promised Junior that after they work, they can go fishing and swimming. And now he is doing what he said. So he says, "Wire, let's go swimming."
Yahoo! Yelped Junior. And if you yelp, usually that means you make a short, loud cry. Actually, often it's a bad thing to yelp. It's a cry of pain. But in this case, and sometimes, it's a cry of joy or excitement. So he is yelping in excitement. Yahoo! And he and his dad went paddling down the river together.
Right. They went paddling down the river together. And they are beavers, and they are swimming, and they are using their legs to paddle the water. So they are just kind of going down the river happily. So we learn a moral lesson. And in all of our animal tales, we usually have a good lesson we can learn. And Chip, what is the lesson that we are learning today?
Well, whatever the task, make up your mind to make the best of it. If life throws you a lemon, make lemonade. And a good attitude really makes a difference. That means that if something makes a difference, that means that it makes the situation different, or it really changes things. It makes a difference.
Right, and we want to be people that will make a difference. We want to be a person that will have an impact on the life of someone else. So how do we do that? Well, no matter what happens, we need to decide. We need to make up our mind that we will be positive. We will try to do our best and do what we can, and also have a good attitude, a thankful attitude. And if we do that, then we really will be able to help people and even feel better about ourselves and about our situation. Now, Chip, can you tell us one more example about how we can make the best out of a hard or difficult situation?
Well, yeah, living here in Asia, I'm learning a different language. And in learning a different language, I make a lot of mistakes. And so I try to make the best of those mistakes. I try to learn from those mistakes and improve my ability to speak the language.
Good example, Chip. Now, friends, another moral of the story is work first and play later. So if you work hard, then you will be happy when you finish your work and your task, and then you can enjoy the time and do the things you like to do. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's story, and let's watch today's skit.
Beavers work hard, don't they?
Oh, they work very hard.
They cut down trees, move trees, and build with trees.
Wow. Beavers are such busy animals.
They are. Hey, that reminds me of an English idiom.
An idiom about beavers?
Yes. If someone is busy and working hard, we say he is as busy as a beaver.
Whoa, that's me. I'm working hard, and I've got plenty to do.
Oh, then you are as busy as a beaver.
I like that phrase. I'm as busy as a beaver. I can't wait to use it. See you later.
Where are you going?
Well, I'm going to practice my new idiom.
Wow, you are an eager beaver.
What did you say?
You are an eager beaver. Someone who is excited and can't wait to do something is an eager beaver.
Oh, so I'm an eager beaver.
See? You are a lot like a beaver.
Oh, because I'm busy and eager?
No, because you look like a giant rat.
Hey.
I'm just kidding.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们来看 stack 这个动词。Stack 是指堆叠或堆起来，例如 Sean stacked all his books on the bookshelves. Sean 把他所有的书都一堆一堆的排好在书架上，或者是 We need to stack up the chairs once the meeting is over. 会议结束，我们就需要把椅子叠起来。Stack 也指堆放或堆满。如果要说某个地方堆满某些东西的话，是用 with 这个介系词。例如 The storage room is stacked with old files. 储藏室里面堆满了旧的档案。接下来我们看的是 yelp 这个动词。yelp 是指动物吠叫或者是急促的叫喊。例如 The dog yelped when I stepped on its foot by accident. 当我不小心踩到这只狗的脚的时候，它尖叫了一声。yelp 也指因为疼痛而喊叫。例如 The boy yelped in pain when the doctor touched his belly.当医生按小男生的肚子的时候，他痛苦地尖叫起来。最后我们看的是 paddle 这个不及物动词。paddle 是指涉水或者是用脚玩水。例如 ,we paddled along the seashore and watched the sunset. 我们在海边踏着海水看着夕阳。或者是 ,we had to paddle across the creek to get to the next stop. 为了到达下一站，我们只好涉水过溪。或者是 the kids paddled in the puddle and got all wet. 小朋友在水滩中玩水，全部都弄湿了。And I guess that's all the time we have for today. Don't paddle away, stick around.
As busy as beavers. Junior wasn't happy about working so hard.But he decided to quit making trouble. He made up his mind to work and to make the best of it. Together, he and his dad cut trees, dragged logs, and stacked sticks. At last, the difficult task was complete.
Yahoo! Our work is finished! Shouted Junior with relief. Now, let's go fishing! Let's go swimming!
But there wasn't time. For just then, lightning flashed, and dark clouds began to fill the sky.
Quick, make a run for it,
Bucky warned. And they scrambled into their newly built lodge. There they waited while the heavy rains fell. The stream flooded. The waters rushed by. Yet the beaver lodge remained sturdy and strong. After a time,The rain stopped, and the sun came out once again.
We made it, sighed Bucky.
Why, everything's all right.
Yes, cried Junior, and our dam made it too. Look, every log is still in place. Now I'm happy that we worked so hard.
Me too, agreed his father. And now that our work is done...I'm going to make good on my promise. Why, let's go swimming.
Yahoo!
Yelped Junior. And he and his dad went paddling down the river together. Whatever the task, make up your mind to make the best of it. A good attitude really makes a difference.
So...Work first and play later. That's great advice from our wise beaver friends. You know, my coworkers here at the studio like to use that idiom, but they say it in a slightly different way. They say, cry first and laugh later. Friends, if you've always wanted to improve your English writing skills, please take advantage of the activity on page 63 in this month's magazine. Then, after you're done, compare your work with the answers found on page 78. Tomorrow, we begin a 3-day journey to Mexico, but we're not going to fly there. We're going on a cruise ship. So, until that time, all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide hope you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye, everyone.